So in case you're wondering, I'm laying here in my bed, completely naked, and I'm reminiscing. I'm reminiscing about that wonderful Friday night we spent together. Reminiscing about the anticipation and the build-up, and honestly how nervous I was leading up to it. I downed a bit of liquid courage once we got to the bar, if you could even call it that, arcade, bar, whatever. I know it doesn't take much, but I had a good time talking to you, getting to know you a little bit. Playing pinball, if I'm being totally honest, though, you being so close to me, watching me, totally threw off my game. I didn't say it at the time, but fuck. You were very distracting. I couldn't keep my eyes off you when I was supposed to be paying attention to the game. I did not play my best that night. But that's okay, I still did better than you did. Don't take it the wrong way, but you sucked at pinball. I got you back. I did the same thing you did to me. Only I think you might have been just a little bit more distracted with me pressing up against you. As soon as we got there, as soon as we started talking, oh, I knew I was in for a good night. You're so fucking hot. And easy to talk to. But you're such a dork. That's a good thing. Dorks are great and my kind of people. And I... I'm just laying here, casually running my fingers up and down my body as I think about how all my nerves were firing that night. Anticipation. Lust, excitement, all mixed in with the 2 beers it took to get me honestly a little bit drunk. I was nervous as hell when you suggested we should go, but I was so excited. I don't really remember what we talked about on the drive to your place. I remember the music was good, though. I enjoyed your playlist. And I remember when we pulled up to your place. I don't remember what you said, but whatever it was, I had to look out the window. I don't know. Whatever you said made me look out the window. And I don't remember what I was looking for or looking at, but while I was looking out the window, out of nowhere, I was not expecting it at all. You reached across and pulled my face close to yours, and you kissed me. You kissed me so fucking deeply, and I wasn't expecting it. And it was so fucking smooth. Like, unbelievably smooth. Your confidence, man, you killed me. And in that instant, I was like, I wasn't even sure we were gonna make it into your apartment, to be completely honest. I wanted you right then and there. And I don't even remember getting out of the car, walking to your apartment. I don't remember what the area looked like. I was in a different space. You disrupted my brain. I had no idea where the fuck I was, and it was... I don't even have the words to explain it, but it was fucking hot. And then coming inside, going into your place, it felt like 5 seconds in there and we were already ripping clothes off of each other. The excitement I felt, my blood was racing. I was just so ready. And I remember taking your cock out for the first time. Oh, God, it was so great to see it in person. After seeing all those photos and videos of you just making me drool for it, and finally being able to slide it into my mouth. I told you I was reminiscing, right? This isn't the first time I've done this. Feeling you slide your cock into my mouth while I was on my knees for you was so fucking hot. The way you put your hands on the back of my head and thrust into me a little. Just using me. Fuck, I loved that. I feel like you threw me on the bed and stripped my clothes off. And the next thing I knew, you were diving head first into my pussy. And you were just... Did I ever tell you that was one of the things you said when we were still messaging that made me think, yeah, I think I should meet this guy? You were talking about how you like to eat pussy, and everyone says they're good at it. Everybody does. But there was just something about the way you described it that I knew you were telling the truth. I knew that you did actually enjoy it, and you were actually good at it. There was no question. It's just the way you knew exactly what to expect. He did not disappoint. It didn't take long for you to make me come the first time. I was tripping over my words. It's hard to talk at the same time, you know? Fuck. I remember feeling so fucking good and coming. And as soon as you make me come with your mouth, it's like this incredible need washes over me that I just need to be stretched out by cock instead. It's like an intense craving. I just need it immediately. I have no patience. And I was pawing at you. And you... you laughed. I remember you laughed. So I was ready. And you're just like... reaching for a condom, and I had no chill. And finally, it felt like forever, although I'm sure it was only a couple of seconds. I finally got to feel you slide into me. Fuck. I'm feeling you slide into me for the first time. I know it didn't take long until I started coming on your cock. You stretched me out in a whole new way. good. You felt so good inside. Oh, fuck. Slid into me. You made me moan. Oh, fuck. Kissed my neck. You were on top of me and you looked so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. He just pounded into me. And he just kept going. Kept going and making me come over and over again until you eventually told me you needed a break. But I don't really do breaks. So while you were catching your breath, I got to take my time with that cock. And I'm sure you know. I'm sure it was evident if I haven't told you 1,000 times already. I fucking loved sucking your cock. I mean, I love sucking cock anyway, but I mean it when I say yours is especially fun. licking your base tip. Licking my tongue on that sensitive spot just underneath the head. Sucking on the sides, up and down, and swirling my tongue around. Tasting your pre-cum leaking into my mouth. Fuck, your dick is amazing. I could suck it for hours. Listening to your little moans and whimpers was just my favorite kind of encouragement. And when you started to shake. Fuck, that was hot. And you telling me not to stop. Your hands on the back of my head and your cock throbbing in my mouth. Fuck. Fuck. I'm salivating thinking about it again. And I'm wet. I was gonna try and wait. Reminisce the whole thing before I let myself come, but I don't think I can. Having your cock in my mouth just fucking makes me so wet. Fuck, I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come thinking about your cock in my mouth. Fuck. Fuck, yes. This happens every time I start to think about that night. You know that? One of these days, I should be able to make it to the end of the story without coming. The great part about that night is, you made me come so fucking much. But, and I don't know if I've told you this, I can't do that to myself. I love coming, and I'll come countless times. Oh, with your mouth and with your cock. Oh, but by myself, I'm not so lucky. Oh, I'm so sensitive. Oh, maybe I can come one more time. Oh, if I just... Oh, I loved it when you called me a brat. And when you told me to turn over because you were gonna fuck me like one. Oh, it was so fucking hot. And then you did. You flipped me over and you slid that cock back into me. And you... pinned me close to you. You whispered in my ear. Fuck. And I came again. I came again. On your dick. Fuck, I'm gonna come again now. Just thinking about it again. God, I'm so fucking close. Here, I've come again. Did I mention I really had fun that Friday night? Fuck. Well, now I've come twice, and I didn't even finish. The entire night. Oh, you know what happens. I know you remember. Oh, I can't wait till next time. Next time, I hope that I get all that warm, sticky load in my mouth. I'm not gonna let you leave until you give it to me. I really want your cum. But I mean, I'll let you make me cum dozens of times first. And then you can cover my mouth. Down my throat, over my tongue. Oh, fuck, I want your cum so bad. Oh. Well, I'm on cloud nine. And I gotta tell you, I really don't feel like going back to work.